Now, when he had saluted them, he declared particularly what things God had wrought among the Gentiles by his ministry. When they heard it, now notice this, Paul makes his report, and they glorified the Lord and said unto him, Thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe, and they're all zealous of the law. And they are informed of thee that thou teachest all the Jews which are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither to walk after the customs. Now, actually, they had twisted just a little what Paul actually was doing. Paul was not really doing the thing that they claim that he was doing at this particular time. Now, will you notice something I think that is quite interesting at this point, that we need to recognize that Paul was in the will of God when he went up there. They received him gladly. And then they let him know that literally thousands of Jews had turned to Christ. And we need to recognize also that those who insist that the grace of God did not force the Gentiles to keep the Mosaic law, they seem to forget that the same grace which permits the Jew to continue in its precepts if he feels it's the will of God. We need to remember that Peter had eaten nothing contrary to the Mosaic law until he visited Paul in Antioch, and the Jewish believers had an abhorrence of eating anything sacrificed to idols. Paul made it abundantly clear that meat does not commend us to God. Therefore, you can eat or refrain from eating. And Paul is the man who also wrote. Notice this. But as God hath distributed to every man, as the Lord hath called everyone, so let him walk, and so ordain I in all churches. Is any man called being circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. That is, if he's been brought up with certain customs, let him continue to follow them. Is any called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. That, by the way, is 1 Corinthians 7:17-18. And then in 1 Corinthians 9:19, he says, For though I'm free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, not being myself under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker of it with you. Now, let's not criticize Paul for what he's going to do here. This is what he does.